Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to take a whole stack of sources and really pull out the one or two key insights you need to be truly well informed.
Right, we do the reading so you don't have to.
And today we're looking at something fascinating: how these really established old school professional service models are starting to, well, crack. And it's all because of consumer demand. We're asking who really holds the power now in a pretty massive market shift.
We found a trend here that's so foundational, it's reshaping an entire industry. And this isn't just about, little tweaks here and there.
No.
This is a structural reorientation, and it's being driven entirely by the end user, by the client.
So our mission for this deep dive is based on research around something called the rise of a la carte brokerage services. We're really going to zero in on that specific pressure point to understand the economics, the tech.
And the power dynamic. That's the key.
Yikes.
And if we just cut right to the chase, the single most important finding, the thing that's driving this whole deep dive, is this phrase right here. The change is a seller's push for a la carte services instead of traditional broker models. That one active word push, that's everything.
Okay, let's unpack that. A push. So this isn't like a slow evolution.
Right.
It's not the service providers reacting to something. This is an aggressive demand from the sellers themselves. That signals, a huge dissatisfaction with the old way of doing things. So before we get into the why they're pushing, we need to be really clear on what these two models even are.
Exactly. To really get the scale of this push, you have to understand what they're pushing against, the status quo,
The traditional broker model.
a traditional broker model. And historically, that has always been a full service, bundled approach, one price for everything.
Right, think of it like a subscription. You pay this high fixed percentage fee. It's usually what, 5 or 6% of the home's sale price?
Traditionally, yes.
And that one fee covers absolutely everything. The market analysis, the fancy photography, getting it on the MLS, all the negotiation, managing showings, and then, all the final legal paperwork. It's convenience in a box, but you pay for the whole box.
And you're paying for that convenience whether you use all the services or not.
Exactly.
And critically, that bundle has always included the broker's what's called their fiduciary responsibility. They were your representative legally. They absorbed a lot of the risk, the procedural and legal risk that comes with selling a home.
Okay, so that's a big part of the
A
value.
huge part. And this structure has generated massive, very reliable commissions for brokers for decades. The whole model was built on the idea that the average seller needed the broker. They needed their exclusive access to information and their specialized knowledge to have any chance of succeeding.
Which brings us to the challenger, the new kid on the block, a la carte services. So if the traditional model is that all-inclusive subscription, then a la carte is, well, it's like an itemized receipt from a restaurant. You're unbundling all those services that used to be fixed together.
And with a la carte, the seller gets this incredibly granular control.
Okay.
They can pick and choose only the specific tasks they actually need help with.
So, for example,
Well, they might just buy a flat fee service to get their house listed on the multiple listing service,
right.
which is a crucial first step. You
Yeah,
know,
you have to be on there.
you have to be on there. But then they might handle all the showings and the open houses themselves, or maybe they hire a professional negotiator for a fixed rate, say $1,500. And then a transaction coordinator for the paperwork for another 1,000.
And they completely avoid that full percentage commission.
Completely.
So the appeal is obvious. It's customization, and it's cost savings, a lot of it.
A huge amount.
If a full 6% commission on a $500,000 home is $30,000, and the seller figures out, hey, I only really need about $5,000 worth of actual help,
Like the listing and the negotiation.
right, then they see that other $25,000 difference as pure profit that they get to keep. The seller is basically acting as their own general contractor for the sale.
And what's so fascinating here, and the source is explicit about this, is that it's the sellers who are the demanding party. This is a total reversal of the power dynamic.
Okay.
It implies that the traditional model just isn't meeting their efficiency standards anymore, or maybe more importantly, their cost expectations. The value proposition of just convenience isn't enough to justify that massive price premium anymore.
Let's go back to that word push. I think that's so important. This isn't just a passive drift in the market. It feels like an active rejection of the old way.
It is.
It signals a really high degree of dissatisfaction, but also, and this is key, a rising level of confidence among sellers. They feel they can handle big parts of this process on their own now. But why now? What changed to give them that confidence to push back?
Well, their ability to push back is directly, I mean, 100% linked to the erosion of the broker's historical monopoly. Their monopoly on information and on distribution.
Ah, the keys to the kingdom.
Exactly. Historically, the broker held all the keys. The access to the MLS, the secret market data, the specialized legal contracts. You couldn't get it anywhere else.
I remember that. I mean, you used to have to call a broker just to find out what homes in your own neighborhood were selling for.
Right.
Now you just go on Zillow or Redfin or any of these sites with their automated valuation models, their AVMs. Mm-hmm. They've totally democratized price discovery. Any seller can basically price their own home with almost the same precision as a lot of brokers.
That information monopoly is gone. It's completely gone.
Oof.
And that technological shift, that's the engine that's enabling this push.
Mm.
You have listing management software. You have incredible professional photography that's now cheap and easy for anyone to get. Even template legal contracts are available.
So all these tools empower the seller.
They empower the seller to handle all the administrative and marketing stuff cheaply and really efficiently. So they just don't see the value anymore in paying a huge percentage fee for tasks that are now automated or can be easily outsourced for a flat fee.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, this rise of a la carte brokerage services, it's just the industry's, well, it's the inevitable response, isn't it?
It had to happen.
The market is just adapting to the pressure from clients who are now armed with all this information and all these new tools. This is margin compression in real time.
Absolutely. The traditional broker now has to find where their real value is.
Mm.
And it has to be in the areas that technology can't easily replicate. Like a really complex negotiation or market timing, expert management of legal risks, things a computer can't do well yet. If their only offering is, you know, I'll list your house and schedule some showings, they're going to be undercut by a flat fee service charging a tiny fraction of what they want.
Okay, this brings up a really important question for me, though. This is where that simple appeal of control and cost savings starts to get a little murky. When clients demand this control and they start acting as their own project manager, what are they giving up? What are they sacrificing?
That is the essential friction point.
Because it seems like this a la carte approach would really favor a sophisticated seller, right? Someone who understands contracts and legal risks. But it could leave a novice or a first-time seller totally exposed.
That's it. And that's something the sources hint at. The trade-off for saving money is often losing that comprehensive, legally mandated fiduciary umbrella.
Say more about that.
Well, when a seller hires a full-service broker, that broker is legally bound to act in the seller's best financial interest. That massively reduces the seller's liability and exposure.
So let's walk through an example. If I only buy the listing service and I decide to handle the negotiation myself, and then I make a huge contractual error, like I fail to disclose a big structural issue correctly,
mm-hmm.
that liability is now all on me. It's on my shoulders, not the broker's, because I specifically chose not to pay for their full guidance package.
Precisely. The disaggregation of services means the disaggregation of liability. You are trading that comprehensive risk mitigation, which is built into that high bundled fee, for immediate cost savings.
It's a gamble.
It's a gamble. For a savvy, experienced seller who understands the legal landscape, it's a fantastic trade.
Yeah.
For someone doing this for the first time in 10 years, it could be a disaster that erases every penny they saved on commission.
Wow. That structural nuance is just, it's critical. So this whole shift isn't just about price. It's about itemizing risk management.
Yeah.
And brokers need to totally change how they market themselves. It can't be we do everything anymore. It has to be we absorb the complexity and the liability that you don't want.
And that forces specialization.
Yeah.
In the old model, the broker was a generalist. They did a little bit of everything. In this new a la carte world, if you're going to sell negotiation services for a separate fee, you'd better have a proven track record that shows that service is worth that specific price.
It has to stand on its own.
Completely on its own, yeah. Independent of the rest of the process.
So let's synthesize. What does this all mean for the broader economy? We have a market that is fundamentally shifting from a rigid one-size-fits-all model to a highly customizable fee-for-service model.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all being driven by sellers who want, number one, economic transparency, and number two, control. And it's all being enabled by technology.
And you see this trend mirrored in so many other professional service industries. Think
yeah.
about the legal field. You see the rise of these specialized fixed-fee document prep services, instead of paying a huge retainer to a generalist law firm. Or even in finance, With robo-advisors, they completely disrupted traditional wealth management by unbundling investment advice from the act of trading.
Right. And here's where, for me, it gets really interesting. The sources confirm that the client is now dictating the operational structure of the service itself.
Not just the price.
Not just negotiating the final price. They are forcing the entire profession to unbundle and specialize. That signals a permanent transfer of power over to the demand side, to the customer.
And that transfer of power creates a whole new level of accountability, like you said before. If a traditional brokerage wants to survive this, they can't hide their weak services inside a big, high fixed fee anymore.
No hiding place.
None.
Yeah.
Every single component, the marketing, the photography, the negotiation, it all has to stand on its own competitive merit. Because the seller can, and increasingly will, just go buy that one component from a specialized vendor somewhere else if it's better or cheaper.
Okay, so let's recap. We've explored how this active demand from sellers for itemized a la carte services is fueling a pretty fundamental shift away from the old bundled broker models.
A huge shift.
And it's all powered by information access, and let's be honest, it's motivated by keeping more of their own money.
Absolutely. This is a powerful real-time illustration of how technology can empower a client base to demand transparency and efficiency. And when they do, they can reshape entire established industries. You are literally witnessing the client successfully renegotiating the terms of service delivery itself.
The result being a fractured, more specialized marketplace. And that brings us to our final provocative thought for you to chew on.
Given that sellers are so successfully pushing for these unbundled services and they're taking on more of the liability themselves, which of the currently specialized a la carte services, things like professional photography or even negotiation, will eventually become so commoditized by AI or open source platforms that the seller will decide they don't need to pay anyone for them, leading to the complete obsolescence of those specific functions.
Wow.
The boundaries of what's considered a professional necessity are blurring very, very fast. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.